Demonstrators flooded Vancouver's streets Sunday, September 25, to protest the death of a young Iranian woman by the regime's morality police. Mahsa Amini, 22, was arrested for not properly wearing the Islamic headscarf, known as the hijab. She was then taken to a police station where she collapsed. She died 3 days later. While Iranian police have denied any mistreatment, the UN Human Rights Office was called in for an investigation. It found police had expanded their patrols in recent months and verified videos of women being slapped in the face, struck with batons and thrown into police vans for wearing the hijab too loosely. Amini, who was Kurdish, was buried in her home city of Sakez in western Iran. Protests erupted there after her funeral and police fired tear gas to disperse demonstrators. Several protesters were arrested. On September 21, Iranians experienced a near-total internet blackout. The loss of internet access made it more difficult for demonstrators to communicate and arrange protests. Massive protests have been held around the world since her death to show solidarity with the demonstrators in Iran and to protest the Islamic Republic. In Vancouver, Sunday's protest at the Vancouver Art Gallery saw hundreds of people carrying signs with Amini's name, as well as others that called for the removal of the Islamic Republic. Several demonstrators cut their hair on the steps of the building while people shouted Amini's name in the crowd. Many of the people who attended the Iran protest said they want the country to drop the mandatory hijab law, which came into effect in 1981. They also called for an end to the regime's brutal treatment of prisoners. The city's Persian community had previously organized a protest on Sept. 19 at the Vancouver Art Gallery and another on Sept. 21 in front of the U.S. Embassy downtown. A global day of protest is planned for October 1, with a Vancouver event expected to take place. Vancouver protest against the brutal Islamic dictatorship who has been oppressing women and killing innocent people of Iran for the last 43 years. Hashtag Mahsa Amini. Hashtag Iran protests 2022 #pic.twitter.com/scvqr0j3 Klaus. At Klaus 46,330,639. September 26, 2022. In solidarity for Iranian protests. Hashtag Vancouver hashtag Mahsa Amini #pic.twitter.com/4x08vtxws0 Armanipt. At Armul, September 26, 2022. Vancouver, Canada. Protests for hashtag Mahsa Amini, 22-year-old girl murdered by IRI, IRGC and the morality police. #DownWithIslamicRepublicOfIran. pic.twitter.com/rn9kurzgap Da Vinci, at IamNo_Ash, September 26, 2022. Vancouver BC anti-regime protest in support of freedom and rights for the women of Iran. Hashtag Mahsa Amini #pic.twitter.com/in9ovmlvjs Morshidian, at Morshidian. September 26, 2022. Thousands of people added their voices to protests calling for the end of Islamic Republic regime in Iran, gathering on the steps of the Vancouver Art Gallery Sunday before marching downtown. Hashtag Op Iran Hashtag Iran Protests 2022 Hashtag Iran Revolution Hashtag Mahsa Amini #Hashtag Vancouver pic.twitter.com/p6jgk72hzb Mayar Parsi, at Mayar Parsi, September 26, 2022. Canada. A man cuts his hair in Vancouver as a sign of solidarity in protest against the Iranian regime. Hashtag Op Iran Hashtag Mahsa Amini Hashtag Hadiz Najafi #pic.twitter.com/174Quellam8 The Vagabond 2022 Hashtag Justice for Malki Roth, at Vagabond 2022, September 26, 2022. Massive protest in downtown for hashtag Mahsa Amini. Good job, Vancouver. Clapping hands. Light skin tone pick. Twitter.com/WB54JJKias. Zafiria Glaris. At Glaris, September 26, 2022. Vancouver is an international hub for peaceful global protests. This video is about the support in Vancouver for the protests that are currently happening in Iran. Hashtag Iran Protests 2022 pic.twitter.com/zukair4a. Zidan Tandao Z. At Donthanhadao, September 26, 2022. At hell_ya Vancouver made me proud. Hashtag Vancouver. Hashtag Masamini musical note original sound. Maze. With files from Maria Dimont, the Associated Press, and the Canadian Press.